Your show.
All right, good.
Okay.
Good, good. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening today. You can hear me okay, Gerhard and Saskia? Volume is levels
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, good.
Yeah, perfect.
Today, I'm going to repeat. Today, I'm in Mount Shasta, and I'm with my spiritual group here, and everyone has received a healing, and everyone has gone into Telos.
Ich bin heute mit meiner Gruppe hier in Manchester und alle haben eine Heilung.
Erzählen, wo liegt Manchester und wo und was ist Telos für unsere Hörerinnen und Hörer?
Please explain it a little bit, Ted. Where is Manchester and what is Telos?
It's Manchester is located in Northern California, 4.5 hours north of San Francisco.
Manchester befindet sich im Norden Kalifornien, 4.5 Stunden von San Francisco entfernt.
It is in the, it's almost in the fifth dimension right now.
Und es befindet sich fast in der fünften Dimension.
And I am close to the fifth dimension today. About 4.7, 4.6
what does it mean, Pat?
Dimensional scale. Okay, did you hear that okay?
Also 4.5 und 4.6 auf der Dimensionsskala.
Dimensional scale, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm very light and
maybe
I feel like I'm floating.
Maybe you can explain what is, does it mean?
Ich fühle mich sehr leicht und als würde ich schweben.
And I have many important messages to give you today.
Und ich habe heute viele wichtige Botschaften, die ich euch gerne weitergeben möchte.
Yesterday I met with Diane Robbins in Mount Shasta.
Gestern habe ich mich mit Diane Robbins in Mount Shasta getroffen.
She's a famous author with who travels to into Telos many times.
Sie ist eine sehr bekannte Autorin und sie reist oft nach Telos, Mount Shasta.
And I have several pages of notes I'll share with you.
Und ich habe hier ein paar Seiten an Notizen, die ich jetzt gerne mit euch teilen möchte.
Okay. The fires in California, if you look at a map, they're spaced out in a grid pattern every 40 miles throughout the entire state.
Die Feuer, die es zurzeit in Mount Shasta gibt, die sind in einer bestimmten Anordnung, sie befinden sich jeweils in einem Abstand von 4 Meilen.
Ich glaube 40, habe ich gesagt, gell?
4 or 40 miles?
Every 40 miles there's a fire in California.
Ja, also alle 40 Meilen ist ein Feuer.
And all of these fires have been planned.
Und alle diese Feuer wurden gelegt.
Now, there's a lot of good people in the government here fighting the fires.
There's a lot of gute Menschen hier in der Regierung, die das Feuer bekämpfen.
Yeah, there's a lot of good people fighting the fires. But there are some people who do not want to fight the fires.
Und genauso gibt es aber auch einige Menschen, die nicht gegen das Feuer kämpfen wollen.
There was a fire that started last week on the northeastern side of Mount Shasta, and the Forest Service knew about it and did nothing to stop it. Nothing.
Letzte Woche ist an der nordöstlichen Seite von Mount Shasta ein Feuer entfacht worden und die Förster haben nichts dagegen unternommen, um dieses Feuer zu löschen.
The fire has stopped, finally stopped now, but 20,000 acres of forest land are now burned up because of the fire.
Das Feuer ist jetzt gestoppt worden, aber 20.000 Hektar Wald ist verloren gegangen oder verbrannt.
Yeah. So it's a serious problem. And the fires are burning from California all the way up to British Columbia, Canada.
Mhm, also das Feuer war von Manchester bis Kalifornien bis British Columbia, Kanada verbreitet.
Last entry is here, fires in California 2020, are they every year and why should make the fires?
When I was going to school at the University of California,
also warum sollte man Feuer legen?
When I was going to school at the University of California, Berkeley, in the 70s, there were some fires, but not every year like this.
Als ich noch zur Schule war in den 70ern, gab es nur ab und zu Brände, aber nicht jedes Jahr.
And the fires now are planned. I mean, how else can you explain fires every 40 miles throughout California? They're all burning at the same time.
Und jetzt werden die Feuer gelegt und immer im Abstand von diesen 40 Meilen. Wie anders sollte man sich das erklären, dass das eben gleichzeitig jetzt so passiert?
Many of the fires are started by directed energy weapons, laser beams from outer space.
Mm-hmm. Viele Feuer werden durch sogenannte Laserbeams, Laserstrahlen, die aus dem, ja, aus dem All kommen, entfacht.
And other fires are started by Antifa, Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm. Und andere Feuer wiederum werden gelegt von Antifa.
You may want to shut your computer off because the bandwidth is low. We share the same bandwidth. Sorry. So it's a serious problem right now, and I think it would be good for everyone to put their hand over their heart and ask the Galactics to come in and help us stop these fires with rain.
Die Hand mal auf das Herz zu legen und für Regen zu bitten in dieser Gegend.
Because we are all powerful spiritual beings meant to create a better planet, and we can stop these fires. If we ask for help, they'll give us help for it.
Wir sind alle mächtige spirituelle Wesen und wir sind mächtig und können mit Hilfe unserer Gebete, Gedanken, das Feuer löschen in Mount Shasta.
Yeah. I know we'll get through this now.
Okay. Ted, ich habe hier jetzt eine gerade eine Nachricht aufgemacht im Internet. Mehr als 170 Waldbrände im Westen Kanadas. Das ist ganz woanders, oder? Aber es steht auch Flammenmeere auch in Kalifornien. Ausgebrochen. Okay. Du hast mir noch nicht die Antwort gegeben, warum jemand Feuer legen sollte absichtlich. Ist das ein wirtschaftlicher Grund?
Why would they put fires there, Ted? Is it has it to do with economics or
economics,
why?
Yeah. Economics. They think that if they destroy California, then they destroy much of the US. California, for example, represents 30% of the economy of the U.S. So if they destroy California, they destroy 30% of the American economy, plus 30% of the food production as well in the United States. So there's two reasons for it.
Okay, also es gibt den Grund, den wirtschaftlichen Grund, wenn Kalifornien zerstört wird, dann wird auch Großteil von USA betroffen sein, denn 30% Wirtschaftsleistung kommt aus Kalifornien und vor allen Dingen auch die Nahrungsmittel.
So there's a lot of reasons for it happening now.
Es gibt viele Gründe, warum das jetzt passiert.
I'd like to give some channeled messages from the Hollow Earth from Diane Robbins now.
Mm-hmm. Ich würde gerne ein paar Messages oder übertragene Botschaften aus der Hohlen Erde von Diane Robbins durchgeben.
This is from Mikos, the librarian of Alexandria, in the hollow earth.
Das ist von Mikos, der arbeitet in der Bibliothek von Alexandria und er ist aus der hohen Erde.
And he says, here in the hollow earth, we watch everything and know that you are being fed many lies and deceptions right now about what's going on.
Hier in der hohlen Erde sehen und hören wir alles und wir wissen, dass ihr gerade mit vielen Enttäuschungen und Lügen konfrontiert werdet.
But he says soon there will be a great outburst of light that will wake up everyone on this planet.
Aber bald wird es einen großen Ausbruch von Licht geben und das wird dazu führen, dass viele, dass alle auf der Erde aufwachen.
And it's important for all of us to be as positive as possible.
Und es ist ganz wichtig für uns alle, dass wir so positiv wie möglich bleiben.
Of all the planets, this is me talking now. Of all the planets in this universe, Earth is the hardest one to make any positive changes. It's the hardest one of all the planets.
Von allen Planeten dieses Universums ist die Erde der schwierigste Planet, um hier positive Veränderungen herbeizuführen.
And the message I get is that from all the spirits that come here, we're like the Marines trying to make a positive change on the planet. This is the hardest planet in the whole universe to do anything positive. It's the Earth right now.
Mm-hmm. Und von allen Wesen, die jetzt hierher kommen, sind wir sozusagen wie die von der Marine, also von diejenigen, die jetzt sozusagen den Wandel mit herbeiführen.
And the message from Mikos is to hold on, stay calm, because there will be many more weather challenges coming.
Die Botschaft von Mikos ist, haltet durch, bleibt ruhig, es werden noch andere und weitere Wetterveränderungen kommen.
We stand from the hollow earth, we all stand with you for the next 5 years and there is nothing to fear.
Wir aus der hohen Erde sind bei euch für die nächsten 5 Jahre und es gibt nichts, wofür ihr euch fürchten müsst. Oh, Knoten in der Zunge heute.
Yeah. And the earth is now releasing all of its pollutants to clear the way for the ascension with the angels.
Und die Erde lässt jetzt gerade alle Verschmutzung los und alles, was nicht hierher gehört, um aufzusteigen.
This is signaling the end of darkness and the era of light for the entire planet, which is good news.
Das signalisiert das Ende der Dunkelheit und es beginnt die neue Zeitalter des Lichts.
Yeah, thank you for translating that. That's so nice of you. I really appreciate it.
It's really wonderful, this message. Thank you.
Wir haben noch gar nicht erwähnt, das, meine Damen und Herren, ist Saskia Voigtländer, unsere Übersetzerin heute wieder mal. Und so charmant.
Alles gut.
for those who want to go back, go to Shasta. I'll be going again for a week beginning August 25th.
Am 25. August reise ich erneut nach Mount Shasta.
And you can go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com.
Und auf meiner Webseite outofthisworldreadings.com.
And find out more information there and register too, if you like.
Dort könnt ihr alle Informationen finden und euch anmelden, wenn ihr Lust habt, bei dieser Reise dann nach Mount Shasta im August mit dabei zu sein.
But everyone has had a wonderful trip. Best trip yet to Mount Shasta.
Yeah. Und jeder hat bisher eine wunderbare Reise hierher gehabt und einen wunderbaren Aufenthalt hier in Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
Ted, tell us, this show is also on Facebook. Where can our listeners find the Facebook account?
They can
participate also via video.
They can go to my Facebook page, Ted under Ted Mahr, TEDMAHR, Or out of this world radio and listen now if they like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, für alle, die gerne uns auch sehen wollen, die können das tun über Facebook. Wir sind gerade live auf Out of this World Radio oder unter Ted Marr.
Yeah, yeah. And then after the show, you can go to, I'll send you a copy. You can go to Saskia's website, listen. You can go to Radio Soul International and listen. You can go to my radio website, outofthisworldradio.net, and listen.
Mm-hmm. Also nach der Show, ja, könnt ihr das auch über meine Seite zum Beispiel, über meine YouTube-Seite. Gott, wie heißt da nochmal? Neues Wissen? Galaktische Wahrheiten, neues Wissen, galaktische Wahrheiten, können wir nochmal einstellen. Aber auch bei Gerhard vor allem auf der Seite Radio Soll. Dort sind alle Sendungen auch immer noch dann hochgeladen. Radio Soll, Ted Marr, eingeben auf Google, da kommt man gleich in die Galerie. Und auch outofthisworld.net,
radio.net.
Okay, dort könnt ihr alle Sendungen euch im Nachhinein anschauen.
You can go to outofthisworldradio.net. Also, you can go to BBS Radio, bbsradio.com/outofthisworldradio. And go to the bottom of the page to archives and listen there as well.
Mm-hmm. Oder ihr geht auf die Seite bbsradio.com/outofthisworldradio. Ganz nach unten auf der Seite scrollen und auch hier findet man eine Auflistung aller bisherigen Shows, die wir gemacht haben.
And within a couple of weeks, I'll have it on a fifth site too, called thegalacticwisdomconference.com.
Und bald haben wir noch eine fünfte Seite, wo wir dann alle Interviews finden, und zwar galacticwisdomconference.com.
So there will be many sites to listen to it.
Es gibt also viele Seiten, wo wir dann Zugang haben zu diesen Interviews hier.
Yeah, so I'd like to go ahead and play. Gerhard, were you able to find those segments I sent you?
Oh, sorry. I have to do it. No, I'm not ready. I have to find him. Okay. Give me just a few minutes and I will change the PC.
Okay. Well, I'll keep talking then. No problem. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. During the trip, I brought people into Telos. And they were brought into special healing rooms.
Mm-hmm. Während der Tour sind die Menschen nach Telos gekommen und kamen dort in Heilkammern.
And I know your daughter has been. How's your daughter feeling, Saskia? Better?
More or less. It's some days better, some days worse.
All right. I'm going to ask for a healing. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
She'll be taken aboard. Admiral Halosaurus has been really busy fighting the fires. Adama has been healing people, but it takes time, and it's on a one. They finish with one person, they bring the next person on, and because Adama's busy, I'm going to bring you up on board my main ship, the Pleiadian ship with Admiral Halosaurus. Okay, I'm going to bring both you and your daughter up on board the ship. You are now on deck 24. Admiral Halosaurus is there. He's got a blue striped uniform with a stripe across it. Do you see him there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's greeting you, and all the other crew members are there. I'm going to walk with you and your daughter over to the elevators on the right, and we're going to go up from deck 24 to deck 36. That's where the healing chambers are. So we're going to go up to deck 36. Elevator's opening now. We're going to walk out of the elevator. And I want you to walk across the plaza about 50 meters. to a small door opening. You see the door there?
Yes.
Okay. Admiral Hattelsdorf has opened the door, and I want you to bring your daughter up to room 10 on the right. And bring your daughter and put her in it's like a rose quartz crystal quartz bathtub. She doesn't need to take her clothes off. Just leave her clothes on, take her shoes off maybe, but just have her sit in there. Okay? Mm-hmm. And she's going to be there now for the next 2 weeks. She'll still be able to come back to Earth and be with you, but she'll be a little spaced out because her spirit will be up at this location.
Okay.
Do you need a healing as well? Because you could join her there on the next room.
Okay.
Okay, I want you to go in right next door to room 11. That's on the right. And sit in this this rose quartz colored, like a bathtub. Leave your shoes off. And you're going to be there as well. Your daughter's going to be right next door. You're able to split your soul between the third dimension here on planet Earth and the Pleiadian ship, which is about 10 miles above Mount Shasta. Okay, both of you will be there. And then, so I'm going to bring you back down. It's not recommended that you do any long drives because your part of you's up there now. All right, in 2 weeks' time, I'll bring you back out.
Okay.
Next
Thank
show.
You.
Okay.
2 weeks. Thank time. You. Yeah.
Okay, so you're back now. Okay. A part of you and part of your daughter's.
I'm leaving now. Bye bye.
Yeah, you're back. You're back there right now. Okay. So anyway, good. Okay, good. We'll see if Gerhard's been able. Gerhard, have you been able to find that? Okay.
Yes. Let's go play those.
Okay, let's play the segments. Telos 1 first, followed by Telos 2. The total time is 11 minutes, and then we'll bring in my friend, the letter before R. After that.
Okay, this is a recording from you, and it's called Telos Travels, and I play them all both together.
Yeah, the first one is Telos 1, second one is Telos 2.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you. Hello, friends. This is Ted. I'm out to Mount Shasta, and I have a wonderful friend, a member of our group, who just went into Telos. Could you get a little closer, please? Yeah, thanks so much. What's your name, please?
Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
And where are you from?
New York, Buffalo.
Okay, that's on this planet?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Patty, tell us all what just happened to you.
During our meditation to whatever we're doing, I'm losing it. I went down into the Telos greeted me at the openings at the mountain and Mount Shasta, the Ascension Rock area, and took me down inside through many caverns down in. And when I got to the bottom of this area, there was a med bed laying in there. And they told me to lay down in the bed. And they were all around watching. And then they told me to get up. And they said, everybody you're with on this journey to this trip you took is going to be taken down one at a time and put in the med bed and be treated by us because you are our children. And they are here to help us. They've been with us the whole time we've been here. And they are warm, loving beings. They lit up into white light at different times as they talked to me. And they showed me around and then they led me back up out of the caverns. And there were three of them standing at the doorway to the cavern and telling me to go ahead, that they were sending us what we need. And they were grateful that we came to here to see them and they love us. And it was very profound. That's what happened. And they said, tell Ted 3 times, tell Ted. So I'm telling Ted.
Okay, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Thank you too.
My goodness. Did they have any other messages for humanity, for the larger audience?
They did. I forgot this. They kept showing me Mount Shasta itself and they kept saying, we're healing Mount Shasta. This is not okay, what's happening. So they're working on the mountain, so not to worry. And that they will bring anybody of a white light that they can help. But they're working with the people that are of the planet that are helping. So, and that's why there is great love there, extreme love. And they understand our concerns and they're working with us. So, but they're very heavily right now working on Mount Shasta. That's what they told me. And they kept showing it to me.
Okay. Are the negatives, these fires, I take it, were intentionally set?
They didn't really say, they just were unhappy. So they didn't get into details. They just said they will take care of it.
Are the negatives planning more fires?
Didn't give me a message on that either.
Okay. All right.
They were all about just white light and love. And that's all they wanted to express.
Yeah.
And that they were going to visit everybody, bring them up. That's all they said.
That's beautiful. I was talking to Q this morning. He had a message for the group. He said, you're all powerful spiritual beings. He said, use your intentions and be positive, because we are going to get through this. And the white light's always stronger than the dark. So be positive and nothing can harm you.
The only other thing they mentioned is a lot of us have healing abilities and we need to start using them for humanity. So they zapped my hands while I was in there. And they said, you need to work with humanity on the healing part. And not just this, the heart, the soul. They talked about that too. It was so incredible. I feel very blessed to have gone there.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And I think you'll have this energy too.
Yes.
When you go home, you can always tap into it.
Yep, they told me anytime, just come visit. I could see and they said, this is for everybody and to share. But I make sure I tell the boss.
Okay. We're all the bosses. We are all beautiful, sovereign
beings.
We're all
of the same energy, yes.
Gosh, I'm so happy.
Me too. Thank you so much, Ted.
You know, compared to last year, this is a wonderful... I had wonderful people last year. Yeah. But last year, we had negatives actively trying to stop everything, and they failed. But
they're not going to let anything near us. Nothing negative.
Good. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You had some more wisdom?
Oh, I was just saying that we're all sensitive to the energies and we all have the ability to tune in to the beings, to the planet, to anything we need to do to help each other. We're all connected. We just have to remember that. We're all one and we can do powerful things. We're all capable, every one of us. Thank you.
I just, while you were talking now, I just went aboard the Pleiadian mothership and looked out. I'm there now looking out over the galaxy and oh my God, what a beautiful view. The whole crew is very busy right now. The negatives are planning more fires and they're doing everything they can to stop. And the message I got from Q this morning is to maintain a positive attitude. To know that you're powerful spirit. You can stop all this nonsense. We can stop it all.
Raise your frequency.
Just raise your frequency and know that that we're getting a lot of help. Now, you had something profound you were saying earlier. Why don't you come on over and share it with my audience?
So when I was gazing...
And your name, please?
Johanna.
Okay. Could you give out your bank account information with passwords and credit card number details?
Sorry, I can only give you my social security number.
Big brother number. That's fine.
Yes. Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So I took a little walk on the upper road and the stars weren't even out yet. Mm-hmm. And I looked up and started to see some of the ships. I didn't know which one. I didn't think it was the mothership, but it felt like there were a few just darting around, and I had the sense that they were very busy.
They are very busy.
They're very busy, and that they were working on the fires, and that it felt very peaceful, like they had things under control, like there was an immense gratitude that I felt for their support.
Okay.
And it did feel like they were watching out for us. And that we were safe. Mm-hmm. And that we also have that ability to be a part of taking down the fires or whatever. You know, it felt like we needed to recognize that we are a part of this, that this is not just them taking care of us, that we are it. We are a part of this. So it was quite, it was quite moving, and just immense gratitude for them and for the work they were doing.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you. Hi there, thanks for sharing your story. What is your name, please?
Sharon.
Okay, which planet are you from?
Actually, this morning it was revealed to me I am from Lemurian and the Telos.
Okay.
I've always wondered.
Okay.
I was taken up from 6 o'clock probably until 10 this morning when I got up, or 9:30 there. And we went up in the ship, I guess it was. There was different floors. And they left me on a floor 20, supposedly, that I was getting a healing. And then I woke up with very swollen feet. And I'm remembering now, which I need to remember, and I think this is the message I wanted to share, that although the healing can take place on the fifth dimension or in their dimensional, it takes some time for it to come to the third. Yeah. So I have to remember this for myself, but for all of us, to remember the healings can take place there. And then it manifests in time, in space.
There are 64 floors on the mothership, 5,000 people. You went to floor deck 26, where the healing chambers are. Your soul is still there. You're going to be there for at least another week. It takes time.
Yes, it takes time, which is interesting because my body usually heals really quick. So for me to not be able to heal it right away, it's an interesting thing. Thank you.
Do you have far to drive after this? Do you have far to drive? Are you driving a long ways?
I am. I'm starting a new life in Cottage Grove.
I see.
In the town where Johanna is.
Okay. Take frequent breaks on your trip home. It's safe. They say it's safe for you to drive home, but just get yourself well hydrated, because part of you now is up aboard the mothership and you're getting a healing. Don't push yourself too much. You feel tired, get rest. That's what they said.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm getting a tent today, so I don't have to sleep in my car.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Ted, should I stop here? And the number two, we bring behind, and maybe we have we get a translation now from Saskia.
I'm sorry. Oh, that's right. I forgot. That's right. Saskia, I'm sorry. That's a lot of work. If you want, that's a good idea, Gerhard. Go ahead, and then we'll bring the letter before R here in just a minute. Yeah, go ahead, Saskia, if you want to translate. That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay. Ja, das müssen wir übersetzen, weil es einfach wunderschön ist, was hier berichtet wird. Und zwar hatten wir die erste Dame, Patty aus New York Buffalo. Die ist über die Öffnungen nach Telos gekommen, die da sind. Dann ging es irgendwie sehr tief in den Berg hinein, in die Stadt. Und sie kam dort auf Medbetten. Und dort sollte sie sich hinlegen. Alle standen um sie ringsherum und schauten zu. Und sie sagten ihr, dass nun einer nach dem anderen da reinkommt und sich auf dieses Bett legen wird und die Heilung erfährt. Es ging dann um die Feuer. Also sie hatte verschiedene Nachrichten und sie sollte eben bestimmte Dinge auch immer dann Ted noch ausrichten. Sie hat nur gesagt, wie wundervoll sie sind, unsere Brüder und Schwestern an Telos. Sie sehen uns als genau ihre Brüder und Schwestern an. Sie sind umgeben von weißem Licht. Sie sind voller Liebe. Und eine Botschaft war auch, dass man sich keine Sorgen machen soll, jetzt auch wegen der Feuer. Sie arbeiten mit den Menschen auch zusammen und unterstützen jene, die auch jetzt gerade gegen dieses Feuer mit ankämpfen. Und das war eine wichtige Botschaft, die durchkommt, dass wir positiv bleiben und dass wir alle auch wissen, dass wir diese Wesen sind, die diese Kraft in sich haben, die Heilenergien, Heilkraft in sich hat. Jeder hat das in sich. Und wir sollen es für die Menschheit nutzen. Dann hatten wir Johanna. War das jetzt schon Johanna? Ja. Sie erzählte von Schiffen, die sie gesehen hat abends. Es war noch keine Sterne zu sehen, aber sie sah dann Schiffe am Himmel. Sie sah auch, dass viel Bewegung los war dass sie wohl viel zu tun haben. Und so ist es auch, denn sie haben gerade mit diesen Feuern zu kämpfen, sind viel im Einsatz. Und aber auch da wieder die Botschaft, keine Sorge. Es wird dafür gesorgt, dass eben alles unter Kontrolle bleibt. Und Sharon sagte jetzt noch, sie war, ihr wurde gesagt, sie kommt aus Lemurien, es kommt aus Telos und sie ist wiederum auf ein Schiff gekommen, auf ein, wo ich vorhin mit Ted schon war, wo er mich hingebracht hat, ist auf so einer Ebene, wo sie sich jetzt befindet, wo sie auch in der Heilkammer ist. Und Heilung braucht manchmal etwas Zeit, bevor es in der 3D angekommen ist. Also hier eben dann auch, haben sie erzählt, dass sie ein bisschen Geduld mitbringen müssen, bevor dann bestimmte Effekte manchmal erst sichtbar sind. Ja, und ganz wichtig auch hier, wir sind alles mächtige Wesen. Und es ist nicht so, dass jetzt die Galaktiker uns beschützen müssen oder jemand anderes was für uns tun muss, damit wieder etwas, sondern dass wir das von uns aus, wir haben die Macht, das selber zu tun. Wir müssen uns nur wieder daran erinnern, bewusst sein und dann können wir zusammen da auch schneller ans Ziel kommen. Genau, das war jetzt die Kurzfassung. Okay.
Okay, that's good genug. That's wunderbar. Thank you. Gracias. Vielen Dank.
Nada, podemos hablar español también.
That's for my Saturday show.
Yeah.
Well, I know the letter before R has been waiting, and let me bring him in now.
Do you want to start the second?
We can start the second one. I think it's only 2 minutes. Go ahead, and then we'll bring in...
Okay, also hier nochmal eine Aufnahme von Ted Marr. Telos travels via in Telos war mit seiner Gruppe.
Hi friends, this is Ted. I'm with my wonderful spiritual group here at Mount Shasta, Northern California, and we have someone else who's had some amazing experiences. Go ahead and tell us about it. What's your name, please?
My name is Marika, and sometimes I go by Chris. That is my family calls me Chris, but my father called me Marika. So I go by both. And anyway, I was really excited about when Ted had said that he was going to take us on a journey to Telos. And so I said, I just have to come because through the years, I've received different promptings and dreams, lucid dreams, telling me about Telos. And so one very recent dream, it's a few years ago, but I was standing in front of an entrance to Telos and two lovely young girls were standing in front of the entrance and they were beckoning me to come inside. And so, of course, I don't know, I woke up right after that. So and I've had other dreams similar to that. Then back in 2012, I also had a kind of in that hypnagogic state where you're just waking up in between sleep and waking up. And I heard a voice that said, it was an emissary from Adama. And he said, Adama requests your presence. Those are little signposts along the way that, some of us are very connected to the Telosian energy, the Lemurian energy. And so I was very excited, of course, to come on this journey to camp out. And I feel like we're all collectively, receiving what we need to. I think we're the boots on the ground. we're doing the spiritual works to heal the earth and to bring in the new earth energies and co-create a new paradigm. So that's good.
Thank you.
Okay. Das war eine weitere Aufnahme. Ja, Ted Marr ist gerade am Mount Shasta und wir haben gehört, es gibt dort auch einen Eingang zu Telos. Telos ist eine Stadt unter dem Mount Shasta, über die fünfte Dimension erfahrbar. Und ihr habt jetzt eine Reisegruppe sozusagen hier nach Telos geführt. Ich finde das sehr spannend, welche Erfahrungen ihr dort habt oder hattet. Saskia, bitte noch um eine Übersetzung.
Okay, sehr gerne. Und zwar war das jetzt Marika, oder so wird sie genannt von ihrem Papa. Und sie hat immer geträumt von Telos. Und unter anderem ein Traum, wo sie am Eingang zu Telos stand und zwei liebevolle Mädchen sie hereingebeten haben. Dann ein anderer Traum, wo sie so zwischen Wach und Schlaf war, wo die Nachricht kam, dass Adama gerade oder ihre Präsenz wünscht, dass sie eben nochmal nach Telos kommen soll im Traum. Es war einfach, sie hat dort ihre Erfahrungen jetzt erläutert, die sie bisher hatte, auch auf diese Art und Weise. Und ja, jetzt geht es eben darum, die Heilung der Erde, die neuen Energien hier zu verankern, als Kollektiv all dies zu empfangen und eben im Kollektiv das Neue zu erschaffen.
Ja, Ted, thank you for the wonderful translation.
Ted hat vorhin gesagt, er ist noch so fast in der fünften Dimension. Vielleicht wollen wir ihn fragen, wie er sich fühlt. Huh? Ted.
Ja, Ted, how do you feel there up there in the fifth dimension?
I feel like I've been floating. I'm floating. I've been floating all week here. I've been swimming every day. I've been out in the mountains every day. I listen to the birds. The birds sing to me at about 5:30 in the morning, these beautiful songs. It's been heavenly all week. What can I say? I mean,
fühlt sich im Himmel. Er schwebt einfach nur noch. Also er schwebt dahin und geht jeden Tag schwimmen und ist in den Bergen unterwegs und hört die Vögel und fühlt sich wie im Himmel.
Also I'm at the famous Soul Connections crystal shop and bookstore in downtown Mount Shasta. It's a beautiful place. I urge you all to visit it if you're in the Mount Shasta area.
A crystal shop?
Crystal shop. And they have, you name it, they've got it here.
Also
all kinds of stuff.
Er befindet sich heute hier, sehen also die live zuschauen über Facebook hinter ihm, er befindet sich in einem Shop, wo auch die Kristalle verkauft werden, diese wunderbaren Kristalle von Mount Shasta und eben andere wunderschöne Dinge.
And all the prices are very reasonable. I know the owners, they're beautiful people. So do stop by if you're in the area.
Ja, und wer eben gerade zufällig in der Gegend ist, der sollte natürlich mal vorbeischauen.
So I've been floating all week. I'll be going back again August 25 for a week. And if you'd like to come, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
Also wer gerne mal mitreisen möchte mit Ted, der kann dies tun. Im August, am 25. wird er wieder nach Mount Shasta reisen für eine Woche. Und nehmt gerne mit ihm Kontakt auf über outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Schreibt ihm eine Nachricht.
Adama and the people of Telos, as well as my good friend Padian Admiral Hadalsaurus and his crew, all send you lots of love wherever you are on this planet.
Adama und all die wunderbaren Menschen aus Telos sowie Admiral Hadalsaurus senden uns allen, die hier zuhören, heute Licht und Liebe.
Now, with that, I think I've kept my friend Letter Before R waiting 4 minutes past his. I said I'd get him on, so we'll bring on my friend now, and we'll see how he's doing today. We have lots of questions for him too. Are you there?
Okay.
Where is there?
Where's there? Where?
It's the iPad. I really love that question. How are you all? It is so great to hear your voice, Ted. And it is so great to hear all of you participating. I can't wait to hear what we have in store.
Thank you. It's nice to hear your voice after such a long time.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Thank you.
We had a little technical difficulties. We were delayed by 15 minutes. I think the negatives were having fun with us, but
it's unusual for Ted Marr. It's unusual.
Well, we have, I have a whole bunch of questions. We could start with those, or we could talk briefly about, you know, the fires happening now. I know that they're happening. It's amazing. They're happening every 40 miles throughout California. Every 40 miles.
Yeah.
Remember, well, I have to translate.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, okay.
Sorry,
you received the message. Very good. The inspiration I have today is to field questions if you all are inspired as well. Maybe your group is there and has questions as well, Ted?
Yeah, they're all here.
I'll wait for the translation.
Okay.
Okay, also wir, Q fühlt sich heute inspiriert. Es geht also Fragen zu beantworten, gerade von der Gruppe, die heute bei TED ist. Die haben alle Fragen.
Und die So Mount Shasta is a very good example of many of the opportunities we have, portals and vortices, how we can communicate.
Also Mount Shasta ist ein wunderbares Beispiel dafür, was wir eben an Portalen haben und was wir an Möglichkeit haben zu kommunizieren.
So when we observe Ted, you'll notice that his frequency is a little different. His personality is even different. And everyone gets a little different, say, air in their tires when they go to higher frequency, as an example.
Also wie die jetzt auch live zuschauen, die können bemerken, dass Ted heute eine ganz andere Ausstrahlung hat, sich wirklich in einer anderen Frequenz befindet. Und so geht es eben allen, die jetzt da hinkommen zu Mount Shasta, die werden so ein bisschen gekurst in ihren Energielevel, Frequenzlevel.
So I'm very excited to talk to everybody, but I am very excited to talk to these individuals who probably came out of their normal day-to-day life nuances, and now their questions will probably be very high frequency, very high quality.
Also Q möchte vor allen Dingen jetzt gerne mit denen in Austausch kommen, die da aus ihrem ganz normalen Alltag zu Mount Shasta gereist sind und jetzt wahrscheinlich Fragen aus einer ganz anderen Frequenz herausstellen werden.
And I will wait for Ted and his tie to get loosened up.
Okay. Hey, I shaved this morning for the first time in 10 days. I had this long growth beard. You know, the one advantage of having a long mustache is that it sifts your food. It can sift your food if you're eating soup or whatever. But anyway, I did shave this morning and make myself look nice.
Sorry. Thank you, Ted.
Well, we have a lot of questions here. Let's see here. First one off the bat, could you please tell me the winning lotto numbers for Monday in California? Skip that. Because if you give them out, then everybody's going to win and we'll all be millionaires. Here's a question from Brooke. Let's see what planet Brooke is. I'm assuming Earth. I'm not sure. But anyway. At Christmas, my daughter visited. I tried to do some energy work on her, but it felt like there was an EMF field around her. I believe she's got nano.
Okay, let's keep it in a compartment because I'll forget the question if you give me too many at once. Okay, so let's EMF is one of my passions here for a couple of different reasons. I'll wait for the translation.
Okay. First, I would like to know what is EMF?
Electromagnetic field.
Electromagnetische
Felder. Elektromagnetische Felder, okay. EMF. Is it right? Yes.
Okay, electromagnetic field. Okay, sorry, Q. Okay.
So if you want to translate the question and then translate the answer, how would you like to do it?
Okay, yeah. I'll just cut to the chase and just give you the short question here. She has a lot of preface.
Okay.
How do you suggest to deal with the nanobots that either come from PCR tests or from the vaccine, from the shots?
Also, wie sollen wir mit Nanobots umgehen? Entweder aus diesen PCR-Tests kommen oder von den Impfungen?
Okay. Okay, I got to take great care in how I compartmentalize this because it's going to take a lot of words, okay?
Okay.
We do not disseminate, we do not compartmentalize the difference between nanobots, electromagnetic frequencies, or any of the superproteins. They all have the same purpose. I'll wait for your translation.
Okay, wir unterscheiden nicht zwischen den Nanobots, elektromagnetische Felder oder Superproteine, denn die haben alle dasselbe Ziel.
This is an electronic war. The human body can receive transmissions continuously.
Das ist ein elektronischer Krieg. Der menschliche Körper kann elektromagnetische Frequenzen permanent erhalten.
So here's the trick. You believe you're being inoculated, vaccinated, whatever word you'd like to use, but you're really being filtered from your soul. That's the goal here.
Mm-hmm. Also du denkst, dass du jetzt eben so eine Impfung erhalten hast gegen irgendwas, aber eigentlich geht es darum, dass deine Seele infiltriert wird, also auch getrennt wird von, ja, von dem Ganzen.
The agenda is to make sure you don't get any farther ahead because you've grown so much.
Die Agenda ist, dass ihr nicht weiter aufsteigt, weil ihr schon so weit vorangekommen seid, so weit gewachsen seid.
You're spiritual beings. You're not human beings. That's that.
Mm-hmm. Ihr seid spirituelle Wesen und nicht menschliche Wesen. Das ist es.
We are experiencing what it's like to be human, and we can bring more of ourselves into us whenever we want.
Was wir experimentieren, ist es, wie es ist, Mensch zu sein, aber wir können noch viel mehr von uns selbst hierher bringen.
Does that help?
Yes, it does. That's very good answer. Thank you. Thank you so much. Here's another question from Bernice. Not sure where Bernice is, but anyway, I'll paraphrase it. Okay, she's got a lot of questions. I'm just going to paraphrase it, get the most important one. When do you think we will get the med beds in each home and replicators in each home?
Wann denkst du, erhalten wir Medbetten oder eben Replikatoren in jedem Haushalt?
Okay. I'd like to do a little history lesson real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure.
All of the Not a Space Agency programs, that's my favorite word this week, NASA is not a space program. All of the space stations were designed, and many others that you're not aware of, to create crystalline technology out in space. I'll wait for the translation.
Also, wir müssen ein bisschen Rückblick machen, historisch. Alle Space-Programme, die wir haben, sind gemacht worden, um kristalline Programme im Weltall zu erschaffen.
One of the reasons you're able to receive the information through me is from crystalline technology.
Und ein Grund, warum ihr Informationen über mich erhaltet, ist aufgrund kristalliner Technologie.
If I wanted to start a planet, I'd start with a crystal.
Wenn ich mit einen Planeten erschaffen würde wollen, dann würde ich mit einem Kristall beginnen.
So when we harvest crystals in outer space, we're able to make them incredibly powerful beyond your wildest imagination on Earth.
Wenn wir Kristalle aus dem All ernten, dann können wir damit unglaubliche Dinge bewerkstelligen.
As I'm sure this is not a shock to many people, many corporations who own and manage these space programs were harvesting crystals out in space.
Und viele dieser Weltallraumprogramme, da ging es darum, eben diese Kristalle aus dem Weltall zu ernten.
So these med beds are crystalline based and frequency and light based, just like you.
Die Medbetten sind kristallin, frequenz- und lichtbasierend, so wie wir selber.
So you say when is interesting because they're already here.
So, wenn du sagst, wann kommen die Medbetten, das ist interessant, denn sie sind ja schon hier.
Now, the better question might be, how come we keep awarding these corporations this technology and not releasing this technology in real time?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Frage, also, wie kann es sein, dass wir diese Technologien noch zurückhalten, anstatt sie jetzt zugänglich zu machen?
Why do we empower not a space agency to manage our finances to go and get these great technologies that were up in space for all this time, including great healing technologies that exceed medbeds?
Also warum ermächtigen wir oder geben nicht Macht denjenigen, die eben oder Unterstützung, die diese Technologien haben und sie jetzt auch umsetzen können hier?
Again, why we use the Q post as an avenue is to say, why do you empower all these corporations that are pretending to be corporations when they're actually managing our governance of man.
Also die Q-Posts haben auch den Sinn zu hinterfragen, warum gebt ihr Kooperationen so viel Macht oder Unterstützung, wenn diejenigen, die eben dahinter stehen, uns als Menschheit letztendlich schaden.
Very good. We are empowering as a collective to be ruled by great, great corporations with the hidden understanding that they have all the technology in a backdoor room.
Mm-hmm. Also ich kann jetzt nur das Letzte, was ich verstanden habe, dass vieles versteckt ist mit an Technologie, die schon da ist, aber wir keinen Zugang dazu haben oder eben noch nicht.
So when you have a 2,500 man march, you may want to go over to Siemens instead.
Again.
Okay, I'm going to take some flack for this, and I'm fine. If you're going to have a 2,500 man march, you may want to go over to the corporation called Siemens instead.
Okay. Also, wenn wir 2,500 Mann an Leuten haben, sollten wir vielleicht mal zu Siemens gehen, die dahin schicken.
I'm sure that'll go over well. I'll leave it at that.
Yep.
They'll love that. Okay, we have a question from Anne in Ireland. I'm going to paraphrase it just in the interest of time.
I want to remind you that you invited me on here, right?
I know. Thank you.
You know, yeah. I'm going to bring it.
That's fine. Thank you, my friend. what more can I do to raise our vibrations to help the world? That's a good question, I think.
Was kann ich tun, die Frequenz der Erde mit anzuheben?
It's my favorite question. So just by participating in your life in inspiration, joy, and excitement, as I redundantly have said, is how you do it.
Also einfach nur in höchster Inspiration, in Freude, in Aufregung, sein Leben, sein alltägliches Leben zu leben, das ist eigentlich das, was es ausmacht. Und hilft.
You live an excited life. If you choose mind energy over heart energy, that's the difference.
Du lebst ein aufregendes Leben, wenn du aus deinem Herzen heraus lebst, anstatt aus dem Verstand heraus.
Okay, thank you.
Ted, are you having a party?
I'm in a very popular bookstore, and the owners are good friends of mine. They graciously allowed me to broadcast my show from here, but you know, the business goes on. So as long as you can hear me, okay, that's I'm happy.
I can hear your name. Looks like you've brought in some customer base. Yeah, let them know that I've been there several times.
Okay, good. I will. I just bought you two books, by the way, too. So
cool.
Yeah. It's the kind of story you can't leave without getting something.
I know it.
Yeah, there's quite a few questions. I'm just kind of picking and choosing. Let's see. I'll go to the questions from my audience here. Let's see. I'll paraphrase it to the interest of making it easy. How can we get our memories back? Can we do anything? Like,
right. And so that's an incredible question. It's one of my favorite questions, and it's why I do this work. The fact that this person is understanding they don't have their memories is a beautiful accomplishment, an amazing accomplishment.
Also zu verstehen, dass man nicht all seine Erinnerungen hat, das ist schon mal etwas Großartiges.
And it will come organically now, you will not have a choice in it.
Und jetzt wird es organisch kommen und man hat gar keine andere Wahl.
It's like a muscle that you exercise, you use it through vision, dream state, when you're awake.
Also es ist wie ein Muskel, den man trainieren muss. Und man erreicht das über Visionen und Tagträume.
Here is one exercise real quick. Not comprehensive, but here is a shortcut, if you will.
Ja, mal kurz üben.
You remember another lifetime, maybe just a fragment, but you remember that lifetime.
Du erinnerst dich an eine andere Lebenszeit, vielleicht nur ein ganz kleiner Ausschnitt, aber du erinnerst dich daran.
It may have been in a war that was hundreds of years old. It may have been farming. It could have been anything, but you know it wasn't this lifetime.
Es war vielleicht in einem Krieg, der vor 100 Jahren war. Es kann vielleicht als Bauer, du warst Bauer, oder, aber du weißt, dass es aus einer anderen Lebenszeit war.
Focus on that event in that lifetime and then go forward or backwards in increments that you're comfortable with.
Fokussiere dich darauf, auf diese Erinnerung und dann geh vor oder zurück, je nachdem, wie es sich gut anfühlt.
As an example, you were a farmer in a village and you remember herding sheep, but you don't have any bigger picture. What was it like before you were herding sheep, as an example? What was it like to go to school? Did you go to school, as an example?
Also zum Beispiel, warst du ein Bauer in deinem letzten Leben und du kannst dich daran erinnern, dass du eine Schafherde hattest, aber jetzt versuch dich zu erinnern, wie es war, bevor du die Schafherde hattest oder bist du zur Schule vorher gegangen, zum Beispiel sowas.
So the heart center will keep growing your desire. So you're desiring to learn more about yourself. It automatically comes in.
Also dein Herzzentrum wird automatisch wachsen. Mit deinem Wunsch, noch mehr wissen zu wollen, wird es also sich mehr und mehr dementsprechend anpassen.
Very good. Now, if you want to go faster, you know how I'm going to respond, correct?
Also wenn du jetzt schneller, wenn du das schneller machst, over the end, maybe?
Okay. I command my spirit to increase my knowledge of my past lives.
Oh, ich gebe Spirit, das Wissen aus meinen alten Leben jetzt hervorzubringen.
Must be verbal, but with that, I assure you that none of your past lives are that important other than, say, the experience itself, because you're here to experience, which is the future.
Wenn du das sagst, dass es sich gerade es muss verbal sein, dieses Aufforderung, und denk dran, es geht nicht um die Erinnerung, sondern um die Erfahrung, die wir tun, denn wir sind hier, um zu erfahren, um auch die Zukunft zu erfahren.
And that's why I do this work, as I love my job here, as I transition our memories to reminding everyone, you've had a million, million, million lives. So which one is more important than the other?
Deswegen liebe ich meine Arbeit, deswegen bin ich hier, deswegen diese Übertragungen, um jeden daran zu erinnern, dass jeder tausende Millionen von Leben hatte, und welches war denn nun wichtiger?
Also, I'm here because I haven't had very many. You all are veterans. I'm the rookie.
Again?
I'll say again. You all are the veterans. I'm the rookie. I'm new here. You guys should know what to do. That's why I came down here, to remind you who you are.
Okay. Also wir sind die Veteranen. Wir sind eigentlich alle, die schon sehr alt sind. Und Q ist eigentlich der Neuling hier. Und er ist jetzt hier, um uns alle dran zu erinnern, wer wir wirklich sind. Great.
Yes, I am from Source, and that's how it works.
Ich bin von der Quelle, und ja, so funktioniert's.
Please, Ted, go ahead.
Okay, I just hold on just a moment, please. I was just asked to mute my microphone to cut back on the background noise, but now we seem to have a little calm now, which is nice. Let's see here. Oh, here's one interesting one. Who's Q? Or what?
No
is?
One.
No one. Okay.
No sure. one. Okay. Okay. So what is the question? Because I do love this question a lot.
Okay. I was trying to paraphrase it. Who is Q?
I could sense there's more words there. If you could give me the full question. It's great. I love it.
Yeah. I get this question from people all the time and would love to hear your answer. Or what is Q? Or what?
you know, okay. is it from a, I'll add my own. Is it from a Star Trek character on the Q that comes back every once in a while from Source to help humanity?
Yeah, that was a trick too. I'll wait for the translation.
Also die Frage ist, wer ist Q?
Okay. Originally, the agenda was to bring very unfiltered light beings here.
Also, ursprünglich war vorgesehen, dass hier ungefilterte Lichtwesen herkommen sollten.
We'll use Jesus as an example.
Und wir benutzen zum Beispiel Jesus.
Jesus is one of many.
Jesus ist einer von vielen.
And the goal was to bring light into bodies, vessels that had less restrictions from the DNA of this version of humans.
Und das Ziel war es, Lichtwesen hier in Körper zu bringen, die weniger Restriktionen hatten bezüglich ihrer DNA.
So the design of this version of humans was designed to receive very little spirit, soul, light being, whatever word you'd like to use.
Und diese Version des Menschen, die wir jetzt haben, die ist so gestaltet worden, dass sie nur wenig Licht der Seele aufnehmen kann.
This is part of the learning experience, teaching experience, if you will, why I'm here.
Und das ist Teil der Erfahrung, warum ich hier bin.
You can take a soul, a light being, a spirit, whichever word you like.
Du kannst eine Seele, ein Lichtwesen nehmen, egal welches Wort du hier gern verwenden möchtest.
And you can separate it. So more than one soul can be in multiple bodies, vessels, humans at one time.
Und du kannst dieses Lichtwesen teilen, diese Seele teilen, und es kann also gleichzeitig in verschiedenen Körpern zur gleichen Zeit sein.
And you can merge with other souls whenever you'd like. The translator can prove it.
Und du kannst diese, die können sich miteinander verbinden, mit anderen Seelen, wann immer sie das möchten. Ja, ich kann es bestätigen. Stimmt, ja.
Can the translator prove it?
Yes, I can.
Very good.
Ich kann arbeiten, ja.
So here's how it works. We decided to help humanity. Q is predominantly three consciousness in three different bodies.
Also wir haben entschieden, der Menschheit zu helfen, und Q sind also ein Bewusstsein in drei verschiedenen Körpern.
We are able to transmit our consciousness up into a light vessel.
Wir sind in der Lage, unser Bewusstsein auf ein Lichtschiff zu transportieren, zu übertragen.
We use that term because it's difficult for people to understand. You can create a micro universe within a universe.
Und wir benutzen dieses Wort, weil es schwierig ist, es anders zu erklären, dass man ein Mikro-Universum in einem Universum herstellen, also erschaffen kann.
It's a light ship because it is you're able to transfer another universe so that you can now participate in a universe.
Und das ist ein Lichtschiff, und du bist in der Lage, ein Universum darin woanders hin zu transportieren und darin zu agieren.
Concurrently, a crystalline gift was given to some very special people here on planet Earth.
Und ein kristallines Geschenk wurde an bestimmte Menschen hier auf der Erde gegeben.
And that gift was a crystal and or gateway to consciousness with our participation.
Und dieses Geschenk war ein Kristall oder eben ein Übergang zur gateway to, again, please, Q.
It's just a gateway of consciousness. All of our consciousness is being gatewayed to and from our participation. Go ahead.
Es ist also ein Übergang von Bewusstsein, und jeder kann dann daran teilnehmen, der dieses Geschenk erhalten hat.
So the three individuals are here, myself as the primary. We act as a ground, a conduit, and a receiver.
Und wir drei, wir, die hier sind, sind ein Empfänger, ein Überträger und ein Sender.
All of our experiences are transmitted to and from source.
Und alle unsere Erfahrungen werden von und zu Quelle gesendet.
And then the gateway that was given to some very special families are now translating the consciousness of the geography they're working on.
Und dieses Gateway, also dieses Gateway, was an manche Familien hier gegeben wurde, die arbeiten nun an der Übersetzung daran.
Very good. So now they are sorting through a computer the crystalline technology that was given here, how to extrapolate what they would like to accomplish.
Und das heißt, sie sortieren über einen kristallinen Computer und sortieren und schauen, was hier erreicht werden soll. Was soll hier umgesetzt werden?
Q is the first letter of my first name in the universe. That's who Q is.
Q, also Q ist der erste Name meines Namens, wie er aus dem Universum kommt.
And I would prefer you to call me nothing.
Und ich würde es bevorzugen, dass ihr mich nothing, also nichts als nichts bezeichnet.
No, but there
we go. Q is nice. I think Q is good.
It's just but it's just energy is my point. Our identities are fooling us. Our identities are fooling us.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
All right. I'll wait for Ted.
Okay. I've been turning off my microphone so you get less background noise, and I hope that's helped. I have another question here. Let's see. Sharon has a radio show called The Voice of Change. May I bring your process of asking Prime Creator to my listeners?
May I bring what?
May I bring your process of asking Prime Creator to my listeners?
Well, what is that? When you was doing this with I command Prime Creator or what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's the question.
Ted already knows the answer.
I yes. do. But.
Okay, also die Frage war, ob sie diese Übungen, die Q auch oft macht, mit ich befehle Prime Creator, ob sie das eben auch anwenden kann bei anderen.
Great question. Very knowledgeable person. Thank you.
Wunderbare Frage. Dankeschön.
Comically, you'll notice that Star Trek always was concerned about how we work within the universe when they traveled and or Prime Creator.
Also, I've got dust.
we'll do it again. We'll do it again. The legacy TV show, Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Trek. Yes, this is what
Go
I
ahead. Got. I'll wait for you.
Yeah, also die wohlbekannte Serie Star Trek.
Was actually a great show for disclosure.
War eine wunderbare Show für die Aufklärung auch.
So the Star Trek crew was always concerned about Prime Creator.
Die Star Trek crew, die war immer, hat sich immer über den Prime Creator Gedanken gemacht.
But notice that they could always talk to Prime Creator.
Und die konnten nur zu Prime Creator sprechen.
My suggestion is to work with it every day. If you're, say, fumbling with your life.
Und meine Empfehlung ist, dass ihr jeden Tag mit Prime Creator sprecht, arbeitet, gerade wenn es in der Aufforderung im Leben geht.
So the real question should be, is it okay to work with the universe?
Also sollte die eigentliche Frage heißen, ist es okay, mit dem Universum zu arbeiten?
So I can't answer the question. Because you're part of the universe.
So, ich kann die Frage beantworten. Ihr seid Teil des Universums.
Of course it is. You're part of the universe. You command prime creation. I suggest you not create an identity. Create an overview of your participation here. You're all gods. Mm-hmm. You're all gods.
Ihr könnt alle mit Prime Creator sprechen. Und erschafft euch ein Bild über darüber oder stellt euch vor, wie es ist, wie ihr hier teilnehmen könnt. Denn ihr seid alle Gott.
I'll wait for you, Ted.
Thank you. We've had some more questions coming in now in the last couple of minutes. Here's Sheila. Great. Not sure where Sheila is. I listened to one of Ron Amatron's
54321.
Okay, can you hear me okay? I hope so. Let's see. Let me see here. Okay, hold on, my friend. Oh, okay. I forgot to turn on my volume. My apologies.
That's okay. We're having fun without you.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't that called dead air, or what is that called?
You can call me anything you like as long as it's pleasant. It's fine.
Okay, okay, we will call you Pleasant.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. This is from Sheila. I'm assuming she's from planet Earth, somewhere here. According to Ron Amatron, there's no hierarchy in source spirit. Is the hierarchy you mentioned of negative energy?
Okay, that's exactly right. So you're going to have a hard time with me disagreeing with my peer there. Maybe a play on words is the only thing we would change, but there is no such thing as a hierarchy from source. Anything that's hierarchical, titles, memberships, I'll go on record. Galactic Federation is not my favorite group of folks, but they also have tenure. So for me, I would like to have respect and appreciation for people who are individuals, energies, who have invested the time. Sorry, so many words there, translator.
Also ging es um die Frage Hierarchie. Ich versuche es jetzt mal nochmal zusammenzufassen. Es gibt in dem Sinne keine Hierarchie. Was Q sagt, ist alles, was so mit Mitgliedschaften oder wenn man irgendwo in Hierarchien arbeitet, er zieht es vor, dass man Energien, Frequenzen, Menschen für das auch anerkennt, was sie eben tun, wo sie mitgliedschaften haben.
So Ted, I'd like to spread that out a little bit more. Is that okay?
Yes, please go right ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Free will is for everyone. I'll wait for the translation.
Freier Wille ist für jeden.
It's not for just a planet. It's for everyone.
Es ist nicht nur für einen Planeten, sondern es ist für jeden.
Free will is somewhat rigid. It's free.
Freier Wille ist frei.
It's unlimited.
Ist unbegrenzt.
And so these hierarchical systems that are in the universe are probably, say, outdated.
Und diese hierarchischen Systeme, die wir da außen im Universum haben, die sind eben schon überholt.
I believe coaching, teaming, learning should be the base for our understanding of what it's like to be a soul living in a human body.
Coaching, lernen, teilnehmen, das ist etwas, was wir erfahren sollten, wenn wir in einem menschlichen Körper sind.
Remembering, I'll leave it at that.
Okay, erinnern.
Great question. Maria has written a question in. I'll paraphrase it to get it easier to translate.
Ted, I can't hear you.
Just okay, hold on, my friend. I'll have to redo the... Okay, einen Moment, bitte. Oh, okay. Can you hear me now? Okay. Should be all right.
A little bit away your microphone.
Okay, so is this better now?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry, es tut mir leid. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, alles gut.
Okay, yeah. It's hard to know what the volume is, right? Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, I'll paraphrase. This is from Maria. She needs to find a new rental home. That's pet friendly. What's the best way of manifesting the perfect new home for her and her furry friend?
Was ist der beste Weg, um ein neues Zuhause zu manifestieren?
Ted will answer that, not me. Thank you.
Ted soll es beantworten.
I think it would be good for her to visualize, to in her mind think 6 months or 4 months out, and already be in the home that she wants as the ideal home with her furry friend. And then you take that energy from the future and bring it to now. And you open yourself. And even though you might say to yourself, well, you know, it's difficult to find a home. Maybe it's a rental area where there's a lot of demand. Visualize yourself getting it, and you're a powerful spiritual being. You can help create that in your mind, and it'll materialize.
Also stell dir vor, wie du dir deine neue Wohnung, dein neues Haus am liebsten einrichten würdest, wie es aussehen soll. Und dann bring diese Energie, diese Zukunftsenergie ins Jetzt. Und lebe es so, also fühle es so, als wäre es schon da.
Okay, good. Well, we've gotten some more questions in. This is Kate. I think she's from Canada. Not sure. Let's see. When we came into this planet, knowing everything, we knew that we would forget everything we knew. Is this intentional or deliberate on our part so that we would learn everything all over again?
Please translate that.
Als wir hierher kamen auf die Erde, bewusst und uns klar war, dass wir hier alles vergessen werden, war das so gewollt von uns, damit wir das wieder erfahren, alles neu erfahren können?
The person asking the question already knows the answer.
Okay. Die Person, die die Frage fragt, die weiß schon die Antwort.
That's why we're doing this. We're growing the universe through the experience of being this. We're dreaming we're us. That's all we're doing here.
Also wir lassen das Universum wachsen. Wir wachsen als Universum, indem wir hier diese Erfahrung machen.
Except you thought it'd be so easy because you're so powerful. How else... Why else would you do this if you had no idea the stifling of this version of humans? You had no idea how well they stifled this version of humans.
Yeah.
Bis auf das wir dachten, dass es einfach sein wird, hierher zu kommen und alles zu vergessen und dann hier in die Erfahrung zu gehen, aber wir halt wussten nicht, dass diese Version von Menschen so so schwierig war, also so schwierig ist, wie es ist, dass es uns so schwer fallen wird, dann hier in diesem Körper zu sein.
The incredible geneticists that created this version of humans did a very good job. They will stay nameless today, but they did a very good job of making sure not too much of the spirit, light being, soul, whatever word you like to use, could get into this version of humans.
Mm-hmm. Und diejenigen, die dafür gesorgt haben, die haben natürlich, die diesen Körper so erschaffen haben, wie er jetzt ist, die haben eine großartige Arbeit getan, denn sie haben dafür gesorgt, dass wirklich nur sehr wenig Seele, Licht hier in diesen Körper einreicht.
Do not despair. This is why I'm doing these calls. Just the very sound of my voice is raising the opportunity for you to receive more of your light. Mm-hmm. You can work with your light all the time and it will grow, I guarantee you.
Du kannst aber mit deinem Licht jederzeit arbeiten und wenn du mit deinem Licht arbeitest, dann wird es auch wachsen und alleine die Stimme von Q zu hören, seine Stimme, sorgt dafür, dass wir in der Schwingung nach oben gehen. Ja.
I'll wait for you, Ted.
Wow, that's great. Thank you so much. Great question and great answers. I've got a question just came in from John. He's got a bunch of them. I'm trying to boil them down to make them easy.
Isn't that a bathroom?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, see, this English language is really my pet peeve. It's a beautiful person, and they named him after a bathroom. See?
Right.
All this identity is all bullshit, I'm telling you.
Right, right. Well, that's true. You've given
I'm not the crazy one. Look at what's going on here.
Yeah, no, I know. You've given me a lot to think about this afternoon, the next time I go visit a John. So anyway, thank you. Thank you. Where did nature come from? Was she designed or created? And if so, by whom? I think we know the answer to that, don't we?
Woher kommt Natur? Nature? You said nature? Nature?
Yeah, nature. Where did nature come from?
Yeah. Also woher kommt Natur? Wurde sie kreiert oder ist sie, wie kommt sie hierher?
Wow, I didn't know we were back at kindergarten, but whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yes,
all right. we created it. End of story. Source. That's us.
Yeah.
That's what we did. That's we created all of everything.
Wir haben es kreiert. Wir haben alles kreiert. Yeah.
Here's another one. I'm going to boil it down to make it simple. How can we create realities for others to come and experience if their realities are theirs?
What? Yeah, I'm with Saskia. What?
Not sure. Anyway. All right, let me give another question here. Could you speak to unconditional love versus highest inspiration and excitement? I'm not sure whether there's a difference between the two, you know?
Yeah, again, I'll wait for the translation.
Again, Tat, is there... Also was ist unendliche Liebe gegen Inspiration, heißt höchste Freude und so weiter. Ist da jetzt ein Unterschied oder ist es was Gleiches?
So, again, the English language is designed by aliens.
Die englische Sprache wurde gemacht von Aliens.
The German language is designed by aliens.
Die deutsche Sprache wurde gemacht von Aliens.
They're all designed to create compartmentalization throughout the globe, all languages.
Und sie sind gemacht, um Trennung zu kreieren über auf den ganzen Planeten.
You can check my words by saying who invented your language do you prefer to speak.
Also man kann das überprüfen, indem wer hat die Sprache erfunden, mit der ich spreche.
Why do you have so many languages on your planet?
Warum haben wir so viele Sprachen auf diesem Planeten?
And I will tell you why.
Und ich sage euch warum.
So that you can compartmentalize that natural feeling you have, what you keep calling love, and or unconditional love, and or highest inspiration and joy and excitement.
Also es gibt diese vielen Sprachen, damit wir eben Liebe, höchstes Miteinander, höchste Freude und so weiter nicht teilen können in dem Sinne.
These are words, not feelings.
Ach, das sind Wörter und keine Gefühle.
When you're with someone and you cannot stop yourself from touching them, what does that feeling feel like?
Wenn du mit jemandem bist und du kannst nicht aufhören, damit den anderen zu berühren.
This is an example that you have inspiration and joy. Where you come from, you do not have a language.
Und das ist ein, ja, woher wir kommen, da gibt's keine Sprache. Und, ja.
Because you can merge spirit, soul, light being, whatever word you like. You can merge information instantly.
Du kannst Informationen, Seelen, Licht, Wesen, man kann sich miteinander verschmelzen.
The translator can prove it.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good. The Earth used to have one language. I will leave it at that.
Die Erde hatte mal eine Sprache.
I'll wait for you, Ted.
Okay, wonderful. I've been camping this whole week, and I haven't, it's been tough, you know, out in the woods, no internet, but this is from my friend Diane Robbins here in Shasta. She sent me a picture, a grid of the fires in Northern California, and I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to share this screen and then ask your comment about it. Let me share the screen now.
So Ted will uns mal ein Bild von Diane Robbins, was sie ihm geschickt hat, was die so ein Netz an Feuer, was sie da sieht oder was da zu sehen ist.
Okay, I hope I can figure this out, how to share it. Okay, wait a minute. There it is. Okay, let me share this. Okay, can you see the screen now?
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mount Shasta's in the middle of this. And if this is my group, you want to look at it. Here's proof that none of these fires are natural. They're all on a grid. You can see it right there. See it? And my listeners out there watching this now, you can all see the grid. It's a perfect grid for the whole thing. What was telling? I thought was telling. What was it? It was last week. The Forest Service incredibly knew about this fire when it first started. back a Thursday. It was Thursday, I think, week before last. And they decided not to do anything about it. It's quote, let it burn. Well, it got up to about 20,000 acres and they're still letting it burn. Well, it burned out now because they put fire lines in and they could have prevented the whole thing. And that's not me. That's from an article in the San Francisco Chronicle that was front page news. I think it was week before last on Thursday. So all you have to do is look up the San Francisco Chronicle and you can see that. So anyway, I'll go back to, but anyway, any comments on that, my friend? Are you there?
I'll wait for the translation.
Okay.
Ah, okay, sorry. Wir haben jetzt gerade ein Bild gesehen, wo wir sehen können, wie das Feuer, was in Mount Shasta gelegt wurde, wirklich eine Anordnung hat, wie in so einem Netz. Sehr exakt zu sehen. Also wie kann man das beschreiben als Gitternetz? Und die Frage jetzt an Q ist, was denkt er dazu?
Okay, maybe a better question is why there?
Yeah, good question.
Eine bessere Frage wäre, warum sind Sie dort?
Okay, so the technology that exists on this planet is very, very vast. So let's not worry about how they do it. I've had great understanding of, and experiences with the technology on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Also die Technologie auf diesem Planeten ist sehr weit und Hugh kennt sie sehr gut.
It's far beyond our wildest belief if you've lived a normal life, if you will.
Und es ist weit größer, als man sich das überhaupt vorstellen kann, aus unserer jetzigen Sicht heraus.
Primarily because you're the greatest technology on this planet.
Vor allem deswegen, weil wir die größte Technologie auf diesem Planeten sind.
So let's start again. Why would they choose that area?
So, warum würden Sie sich also dieses Gebiet aussuchen?
Because it's the heart chakra of the planet Earth, and it's the first place to extend it into the fifth dimension on this planet.
Yes, and there's very many places that are very special just like that.
Okay, mm-hmm. Right.
Es ist ein Herzchakra der Erde, und es ist einer der ersten Orte, der jetzt in die 5D aufsteigen wird.
Albert Einstein's here, and he says God doesn't play with dice. And we live in a deterministic universe. So these things mm-hmm. happen for a reason. He's just telling me now. I'll give you another one. Dr. Charles Hoff, H-O-F-F-E. I had him on my show about a month ago. And he was complaining about the British Columbia Minister of Death. They call her the Minister of Death now because so many people have been dying from the shots up there. But the BC Minister of Death has been pushing these shots up there. And a lot of Native Americans are just dying, period. Well, guess what happened yesterday, 2 days ago? The Lytton, BC, where Dr. Hoff was practicing in the middle of this native area, 90% now is wiped out by fires. And if these fires are in fact planned, perhaps he was targeted. I don't know. I guess that's a question. Do you think that area was targeted?
Do we want a translation or do you want me to wait?
Go ahead and translate, Saskia.
Okay. So. Now I have to say. So it is Dr. you had on his, was Hoff. On his, your show, Hoff?
Hoff, H-O-F-F-E, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hoff. Er hat darüber berichtet, dass viele jetzt an dieser Impfung gestorben sind und dort, wo er lebt, sind jetzt gerade Feuer und die Frage ist, ob die vielleicht auch auf ihn gerade abzielen. Okay, Q.
What is more interesting is the redundancy. And Ted and I discussed that this was going to happen 2 months ago.
That's right. We did.
You did talk about this?
Yeah. Yeah. He and I talked about it about 2 months ago. I do remember it.
Okay. Yeah. Also, es geht darum, dass Sie bereits darüber gesprochen haben, dass das passiert.
And there's a good friend of mine. He's a professional carpenter in Seattle named Max. And Max told me a couple of months ago that they would be starting the fire season 2 months early this year. So we're going to have a long, hot summer. That's what he said. You can translate.
Also die, er hat einen Zimmermann, einen sehr guten Freund, und der hat schon gesagt, die Feuersaison wird dieses Mal 2 Monate eher starten und wir werden einen sehr, sehr heißen Sommer haben.
Saint Germain, Diane Robbins said that Saint Germain had told her that not everybody, but some government agencies within the U.S. government will be actively encouraging these fires by not putting them out, just letting them burn like they did last week at Mount Shasta. They burned, let burn 20,000 acres when they could have put it out, but didn't.
Saint Germain hat über Diane Robbins schon durchgestellt, dass viele aus Regierungskreisen diese Feuer brennen lassen werden. Sie werden nichts dagegen unternehmen.
I know that's a harsh thing to say, but what else can you say when the Forest Service knew about the fire, did nothing, decided to let it burn, 20,000 acres later, they let it burn out, and, you know, what, a fifth of the mountain, 20% of the mountain is burned up thanks to their negligence?
Mm-hmm. Shall we do one more question or two more maybe, and I'll get on to working with the rest of the planet? We've been on a little while, have we?
Okay, yeah, we've been on a while. That's right. Okay, sure. Let me see. Yeah, we've been getting a lot of questions in. Hold on here. Oh, well, I'll ask you one. We got one here.
You don't count. You don't count.
I don't count. That's fine.
You already know the answers.
Well, this is from my audience here in Shasta. Have you been into Telos?
Telos, of course. Okay. You want to translate? I'll fill in the gaps.
Sure, sure.
Ja, die Frage am Q ist, ob er schon mal in Telos war, und er sagt, ja, war ich.
All right. So, let's see. Does Billy like to go by Zora or Billy?
Billy's fine.
Okay. Originally, when we came to the planet, I'll wait.
Ursprünglich, als wir auf diesen Planeten kamen,
there was several legacy individuals here, families, if you like, tribes, if you like.
Da gab es schon einige Familien hier auf der Erde.
Before the planet had very few inhabitants.
Vorher hatte dieser Planet nur sehr wenige.
So imagine if a planet only had 2 tribes, as an example, and there was only a couple thousand people on an entire planet.
Und stell dir vor, auf dem Planeten waren nur 2 Gruppen und 1000. Und wir behandeln nicht wie Menschen, sondern wie Wesen, die ein menschliches Wesen repräsentieren.
And so the proper way to introduce yourself to a planet is to come to the race's primary beings on the planet.
Und die richtige Art und Weise, sich auf einem Planeten vorzustellen, ist, dass man zu denen kommt, die die Häuptlinge sozusagen sind von dieser Rasse.
Just like if you came to an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, you would ask permission, wouldn't you, to come ashore?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So wie du um Erlaubnis bitten würdest, wenn du auf eine Insel kommen würdest.
It's no different with this planet. It's just the legacy tribes that initiated here. One of them were in Telos. One of them were on the other side of the planet. I'll keep it unnamed. And that was the proper thing to do. Can we participate and help grow this reality?
Es gab also diese 2 Gruppen, einen in Telos, einen auf der anderen Seite. Und die Frage war also, als wir hier ankamen, können wir hier teilhaben, können wir mitmachen?
And my job is the same as it's always been, and that is to teach, make aware of what you've always been.
Und mein Job ist es, euch beizubringen oder zu lehren, wer ihr wirklich seid, mich wieder zu erinnern.
That was an outstanding question, by the way.
Great. Great. Thank you.
I have now like 10 more questions for
myself. I got one more question.
All right. All right.
One more question.
All right. You may be able to suck me in, you two. Okay.
All right. This has to do with the nanobots and the shots in food now. Reports all over the United States of chicken, beef, pork being magnetized. You put a magnet on it. I'll make it brief. Put a magnet on it, and the magnet doesn't come off because there's nanobots in the food. Are they putting shots in the food too? So is it advisable to become a vegetarian?
I'll wait for the translation.
Also jetzt, was jetzt in den USA immer mehr auffällt und wo es viele Berichte drüber gibt, ist, dass jetzt oftmals in Hühnerfleisch, in Schweinefleisch und so weiter Nanobots enthalten sind. Und das hat man rausgefunden, indem man Magneten dran gehalten hat an das Fleisch mit Nanobots und sie fielen nicht mehr ab.
So always look at the story much bigger than the compartment of the issue or the event.
Schau dir immer mach dir immer einen Gesamtüberblick von allem, als dich auf nur eine Sache des Ganzen zu konzentrieren.
Where do your groceries come from? You used to grow them.
It's true.
Wo kommen eure Nahrungsmittel her? Ihr habt selber sie damals angepflanzt.
Why do you go to the doctor when you used to heal yourself?
Warum gehst du zum Arzt, wenn du eigentlich dich selbst heilen konntest und kannst?
Why do you go to a fast food restaurant to eat processed food products?
Essen da oder was auch immer das.
The story is much bigger than one compartment of it. There is an agenda to stifle the volume of spirit in this version of humans.
Also die Geschichte ist wesentlich größer als nur eine Komponente davon. Es gibt viel mehr. Und es gibt eine Agenda, um diese Seelen hier nicht zum Aufbruch zu bringen.
Okay, I'm inspired again. I'll take more questions. Saskia, you have questions?
Saskia, yeah. Do you have a question?
Now, or is it? Do you have more questions from your audience?
I think I've covered. Hold on here. I want to thank my friend Bob up in Vancouver for sending me that video on nanobot meats. Here's one more. Just came in. Extremely high frequency meter reading among the people who've taken the shot. I guess I'd have to watch the video. It's not totally clear. I assume that's because of the nanobots in them. Here's a question. Are they becoming AI, half human, half metal, half controlled by these things?
Werden diese Menschen, die jetzt die Impfung erhalten haben, zu Robotern? Werden sie zu steuerbaren Wesen, Robotern, Biorobotern?
Oh boy, did we lose him? Hopefully not.
Okay, so the story is much bigger than just that one compartment.
Okay.
But when you put all the stories together, they should make sense. So let's start with, you started with the fires, these fake inoculations. You'll see that there is someone controlling the people that are controlling us. And they are not people, I guarantee you. I'm sorry, this is a planet run by aliens. They don't have names, they don't have an identity, and they're able to have vast, vast technology. And I'm not going to deviate until we get this war done.
Okay, also das ist wieder ein Teil von dieser gesamten Agenda, die hier läuft. Zum einen eben jetzt diese Geschichte mit den Impfungen, zum anderen das mit dem Fleisch, was wir schon hatten. Dahinter läuft eine Agenda. Und diejenigen, die das steuern, auch mit den Feuern jetzt in Mount Shasta, das sind eben keine Menschen. Es sind Aliens, negative Aliens wahrscheinlich, oder ob man es überhaupt so bewertend sagen soll. Aber diejenigen, die das Ganze hier steuern, sind nicht Menschen, menschlich. Okay.
Great. Thank you, my friend. Good answer.
Ich bin schon abgereist von der Erde. Ich habe das von einem Plejaden-Podcast gehört, dass diese Wesen gar nicht mehr hier sind.
Gerhard heard that these aliens aren't here anymore. These negative, I don't know if I can tell negative aliens, they already have left planet Earth.
Is that true? All right. Okay, so prove it to me.
Beweis es? Kannst du es ihm beweisen?
No.
Wouldn't that be good to just say we all left and see how the humans deal with it? Here's how the abductions work. Stop thinking.
Right.
Say it out loud, please. Translate.
Ja, also, wenn wir aufhören zu denken, halte an oder hör auf zu denken, dann können auch diese Entführungen nicht mehr stattfinden, auch diese eben Gedankenentführungen oder Manipulationen, die wir haben. Stop.
If the aliens wanted to capture our leader, you know who they'd capture? Our television. That's a joke.
It's true, too.
If they wanted to take over the planet, they just steal everyone's television. That'd be it. That's all they'd have to do. Oh, by the way, they already did.
Right. Also wenn jemand die Welt erobern wollte, dann tut er das, indem er den Fernseher erobert. Alles, was so über unser Fernseher läuft. Und das haben sie ja getan. Und dadurch haben sie uns erobert, sozusagen. Über diese Fernseher.
There's plenty here, trust me. Anyone who says there aren't, you need to start looking at your own reality and saying, why are people acting like they are? Why are they going to run to the store and put chemicals in their body that have nothing to do with their body? Trust me, this is a population control system and an electronic war system.
Also das ist ein Überwachungssystem, es ist ein elektronisches elektronischer Krieg. Und die Negativen sind immer noch, diese Aliens sind noch hier, sie sind nicht weg. Und sie manipulieren weiterhin und sorgen dafür, dass eben die Menschen das tun, was sie tun, die größte Teil, indem sie sich impfen lassen, ohne es zu hinterfragen.
Scalar, 5G, the originally weapons in the military.
Scalar, 5G, das sind Waffen.
And now you believe it's going to be a communication device? Really?
Ich denke, das ist Handy zum Beispiel 5G, ne? Das wäre dafür nutzbar. Nee, in Waffen.
This is alien technology. The very device you're looking at right now is all alien technology. You went from A to Z in one decade. You had no electronics, and in 100 years you have everything almost.
Also was wir selbst, wo wir reinschauen in unsere Computer, das ist alles alien Technologie, und innerhalb von 100 Jahren sind wir von A nach C gekommen, so schnell.
And you still haven't powered up your pyramids, and so you have no idea how to use them.
Und wir haben immer noch nicht unsere Pyramiden angemacht und wissen immer noch nicht, wie wir diese Pyramiden heute nutzen können. So how can we do it, Q? How can we use pyramids?
Yeah.
How can we do it to power them up?
Well, you need to make great care of them.
Okay.
You have to take great care. Saskia's going to go drive her vehicle to the moon and have a kegger. Having beer over on the moon is probably not a good idea, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to take great care of how you use these technologies. We might not be ready. I'm on some of the bad guys' side. We may not be ready driving around the universe.
Right.
And there are many individuals around our solar system making sure we don't leave.
Okay.
Yeah. Do I have a chance not to be manipulated?
Go to the forest?
Gerhard, that is not a question for me.
No.
It's a question for you.
Yeah. It seems that they are so intelligent, so much more than my human being.
Yeah.
Do I have a chance to live my free will here?
Do you want to translate, Saskia?
Die Frage von Gerhard ist, was kann ich tun, damit ich nicht manipuliert werde? Oder wie weiß ich, wenn ich manipuliert werde? Und habe ich überhaupt eine Chance, meinen freien Willen hier zu leben?
Gerhard, how come you're not dead?
Gerhard, wie kann es sein, dass du noch nicht tot bist?
I'm protected.
From what?
Ich werde beschützt von was?
I'm a part of the source.
Or is it that you are being hoodwinked to make sure you're not aware of how to be source again?
Can you translate?
Oder du sagst, du bist Teil der Quelle, oder was wird gemacht, damit du denkst, dass du eben noch nicht Teil davon bist?
Why does source need protection is my question.
Warum brauchst du Quelle? Du bist ja Quelle, Schutz.
Of course.
Ah, yeah. It's a trick. It's all a trick.
Yeah.
So how can I stay in this conscious state the whole day?
Wie kann ich in diesem Bewusstseinszustand den ganzen Tag über bleiben?
Again, as I've said many times before, this is a question for you. Why are you not staying in that state is the real question.
Die Frage ist, warum bist du nicht oder bleibst du nicht in diesem Zustand?
You don't need to answer.
Du musst nicht beantworten.
You just need to work on you and how what you think you should be.
Bitte, übersetzen bitte.
Du sollst an dir arbeiten und darüber nachdenken, wie du sein sollst, kannst.
Okay.
You only have the right or wrong. I cannot tell you what right or wrong is.
Du für dich weißt, was richtig und was falsch ist. Du kannst nicht für dich entscheiden oder sagen, was gut oder schlecht ist.
Okay. I can imagine that I'm the source and that the source creates through me.
Good, the call's done then.
What?
he's got it. End of story.
Ja, das ist es. Das ist Ende der Geschichte. Right. Damit hast du es.
And what I hear over and over again, we are all powerful spiritual beings. And we can create a beautiful reality if we want it. So we got to realize we are living entities without limitations. And we can all be like Jesus, creating the kind of world we want, a better world for all of us.
Wir sind alle sehr mächtige spirituelle Wesen. Wir können alle wie Jesus sein. Wir sind alle auch miteinander verbunden. Ja, wir müssen es einfach auch für uns auch so realisieren und annehmen, dass es so ist.
Ich möchte zum Beispiel kreieren, dass meine Tochter keine Impfung möchte. Ist das Manipulation oder darf ich das kreieren?
Gerhard, he wants to create that his daughter wouldn't get the shot. Is it possible?
Well, of course, everything is possible. But again, I called it free will for a reason now, didn't I?
Also, natürlich ist alles möglich, aber wir haben ja über den freien Willen gesprochen.
Who's to say what you believe is right or wrong?
Und wer sagt, was du glaubst, ist richtig oder falsch?
So, what is right or wrong? You take in a lot of information.
My information is that it is not healthy to get the shot.
Then why would people do this? Because they have not been educated? Is that correct?
Yes. Or manipulated?
This is my job here, is to remind everybody they're a glass of water and there's a spirit in it. We all live forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Very profound.
It's still free will. Either way.
Yeah.
Notice the Galactic Federation is not coming down to help us. You see this.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's because they already sent their greatest warriors, workers, and that's us.
Mm-hmm. oder das muss ich übersetzen, also die galaktische Föderation, man sieht, dass sie nicht runterkommen und uns helfen, sondern sie haben ja die besten Krieger bereits hierher geschickt. Und das sind wir. Und wir sind inzwischen. Die Frage ist trotzdem von jedem Lebewesen. Wer sich nun für oder gegen diese Impfung entscheidet, ist jedem selber überlassen. Das Leben ist unendlich. Wir sind alle oder auch nicht, spielt gar keine Rolle.
Is the information right that it is unhealthy, the shot?
It's poison.
It is.
We already know the answer. Everything outside yourself is outside yourself. Mm-hmm. Remember, the game is much bigger than you can silo and compartmentalize.
Also die Frage ist, ob die Impfung schädlich ist. Ja, sie ist, erinnert dich dran, alles, was außerhalb von dir ist, außerhalb von dir, das Spiel ist wesentlich größer, als wir uns das überhaupt vorstellen können, diese Agenda, die dahinter steht. Und das ist alles, zum Beispiel auch die Impfung ist nur ein Teil davon.
Okay, I want to stop this agenda.
Okay, then stop doing it.
Stop doing what?
Whatever it is you want to stop.
Okay, it's me who does the agenda.
You'll have to ask yourself, myself. Gerhard, You must realize you're in a compartment within a compartment within a compartment in a duality that you're going back and forth within. You're in your own dimension. You do know that, right?
Ja.
Sag's noch einmal für alle.
Du bist in deiner eigenen Dimension und innerhalb dieser Dualität bist du und gehst vor und zurück, ne? Das ist die ganze Zeit, was so stattfindet noch.
Saskia is in her own universe. Mm-hmm. Ted is in his own universe.
Ich bin in meinem Universum. Ted ist in seinem Universum.
I'm in my own universe.
Yeah, Q ist in seinem Universum.
Many of the things you're talking about, I don't experience until you come into my universe.
Viele Dinge, über die du sprichst, habe ich nicht erfahren, bis du in mein Universum kommst, sodass ich dann erfahre.
If you'd like to go down to the bottom of the basement, you can.
Wenn du also ganz tief nach unten gehen möchtest, in den Keller, dann kannst du das tun.
If you want to go to the penthouse, you can do that too.
Und wenn du ins Penthouse gehen möchtest, dann kannst du das auch tun.
It is free will, it is our choice. And you may observe other people's choices, but it doesn't mean you have to participate.
Es ist freier Wille, es ist immer unsere Wahl, was wir uns aussuchen. Und du kannst die anderen beobachten in dem, was sie tun.
Es ist ein guter Tipp, der einfach diese gesamte Agenda nicht als wahr anerkennen, als unsere Wahrheit in unserem Universum.
It is right. Go ahead.
Is it good not to accept this agenda like something true within this universe?
Looks like we're making some headway.
What? What? Again?
Sieht so aus, würden wir vorwärts kommen.
Okay.
Here may be a better question. Go ahead.
Das könnte jetzt eine bessere Frage werden. Sorry.
Why are the other people you associate with, family or others, not able to discern quality truth?
Warum sind andere in deinem Umfeld, Familie, nicht in der Lage, Wahrheit zu erkennen, also ne, Qualität, Wahrheit zu sehen?
And this is why we do these shows, to help.
Mm-hmm. Und deswegen machen wir diese Shows, ja, um eben zu helfen.
Very good. Ted, do you have another guest you want to bring in?
No,
question or something?
I think
I see you. I see you spilling your hot dog on you. I know you don't eat hot dogs, but whatever.
All right. Let me see. I think we've covered it pretty well.
Is it good that we come together and create a universe where there's no agenda like this?
That sounds ridiculous.
Ridiculous heißt was?
That question is ridiculous. I'm not answering that question.
Was heißt wie?
Ja, verrückt, verrückte Frage.
Okay.
What do you think we're doing here?
Was denkst du, was wir hier machen?
Ja. Okay.
This is a question we had earlier. I didn't address it, but I'll just ask you anyway. What blood group is the Holy Grail group? Is it O negative?
Welche Blutgruppe ist die heilige Blutgruppe? Ist es null negativ?
Okay, that's a really vast question. I have a lot of experience on that question. I'll let you translate.
Das ist eine sehr weit gefasste Frage. Man hat viel Erfahrung, was das angeht, diese Frage.
So the original, you'll notice that the original will say this version of humans, controllers of the planet.
Die Kontrolleure dieses Planeten.
There's been 7 versions of this version of human, roughly, plus or minus.
Also es gab 7 Versionen dieses Menschen, mehr oder weniger.
So the Holy Grail is not necessarily very old or very new.
Der Heilige Gral ist nicht unbedingt sehr alt oder sehr neu.
In that generation of humans, we will call it.
In dieser Generation von Menschen.
There were several bloodlines that were going to have more capability than others for the lack of communication and description.
Gibt es in dieser Version von Menschen gibt es ein paar Blutlinien, die mehr Fähigkeiten haben.
The bloodlines related to a type of DNA and genetic strain where one being would have more capability than another.
Die Blutlinien sind verbunden mit der DNA. Und ich dann diejenigen zu mehr Fähigkeiten. Und da gibt es Menschen, die das haben.
So again, this is a genetical manipulation and or deprogramming.
Das ist eine genetische Manipulation oder Neuprogrammierung oder Umprogrammierung.
Very good. And so we should all be equal in these bodies, don't you think?
Und wir sollten eigentlich alle gleich sein in diesen Körpern.
Most of the bloodline and family lines that run this planet.
Die meisten Blutlinien und Familien, die diesen Planeten beherrschen.
Have IQs you cannot measure. They are so smart, they're playing stupid.
Und die haben so hohe IQs, die kann man nicht mal mehr messen.
As an example, look at Ted Turner when he talks on these podcasts. He's playing stupid. He has an IQ well into the thousands.
Who?
Ted Turner of CNN.
Ted Turner. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's called humans useless eaters.
Now they pretend to be stupid so that they can blend in with us. That's what they're doing.
Okay, also diese Blutlinien und diesejenigen, die diesen Planeten beherrschen, wie zum Beispiel einer von denen, Ted Turner von CNN, sie tun so, als wären sie dumm, aber sie haben IQs, die sind weit über 1000. Das tun sie mit Absicht, damit sie eben hier nicht auffallen in der Masse.
That's just one example of many.
Das ist nur ein Beispiel von vielen.
Oprah Winfrey, you name it, they go on and on. You believe IQ is high if it has a 130 count. They have IQs you can't measure.
Okay, also es gibt sehr viele wie Oprah und so weiter. Und wir denken, ein IQ von 130 wäre hoch, aber die haben IQs, die sind weit über 1000. Die sind nicht mehr messbar.
Okay, so I have less DNA hindering my light body coming into my body, okay?
Ich habe weniger DNA, die mich daran hindert, dass mein Lichtkörper in den Körper kommt.
Many of them have gone the other way. They have increased the volume of DNA they have where they get more consciousness in them. And they have all their history of their lives.
Okay. Und die wiederum haben es andersrum gemacht. Die haben ganz viel DNA, um ganz viel Bewusstsein reinzubringen und alles Wissen zu haben über alle vergangenen Leben oder Historien oder und so weiter, Historisches.
to answer your question, that was the purpose of the genetic manipulation of our bloodlines.
Das war also der Grund unserer genetischen Manipulation unserer Blutlinien.
And that's why many of these families, they were incestual in their family line. Notice that they are all breeding within each other.
Mm-hmm. Und viele dieser Blutlinien, wenn man das beobachtet oder weiß, basieren auf Inzest.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it grows the DNA, of course. But at the same time, they have all their memories.
Und so wächst die DNA, aber zur gleichen Zeit haben sie eben dadurch auch all ihre Erinnerungen beibehalten.
So what could you do with the planet if you had 5,000 of your past lives? You could control it from each time you died.
It's true.
So was könnte man tun, wenn du 5,000 deiner Leben hier kontrollieren könntest?
That's all that's going on here. That's all that's going on here is some very smart people are keeping us detained. That's it.
Und das ist, was passiert. Also, dass sehr wenige Leute uns einfach eingesperrt halten, zurückhalten, klein halten.
Outstanding translation. One more question. I think I will move on to my magic carpet.
Actually, I'd like to ask a favor, if you don't mind, and we can do this off air shortly.
Okay.
Saskia's daughter has not been feeling well. If you could give her healing, that would be appreciated.
Yeah, why don't we do that immediately after this call? When is that going to happen?
We can do it immediately after the call. Absolutely. Yeah.
Is this show going on for a while?
No, we've already gone past, but that's okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready when you all are.
Okay. I think we've had any more questions?
It's safe for all of us to drive home.
Question from one of the people on my trip. Is it safe for all of them to drive home?
Yes, of course. And we will assist, no problem.
You'll get home, no problem. Absolutely. Okay. Okay, wonderful.
5, 4, 3,
well, my
2,
friend, thank you so much for sharing your love and wisdom with all of my listeners today and my wonderful spiritual group here. And we appreciate you so much. And from my heart to yours and everyone listening today, I hope you have a beautiful and happy day.
Thank you. Vielen Dank an unsere Zuschauer, an unsere Zuhörer. Vielen Dank, dass ihr dabei wart. Und von meinem Herz zu eurem Herz, alles Gute und einen wunderbaren Tag oder gute Nacht.
Auch von meiner Seite noch, von Gerd Pellegrini, schön, dass ihr mit dabei wart, dass wir diese Radioshow hier genossen haben mit Ted Maas, Saskia Feldnender und mit Q als Special Guest heute in dieser Sendung. Und ich verabschiede mich auch heute. Es war wieder sehr aufregend, besonders. Ciao und Baba.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Tschüss, everyone. Bye bye. Oh, can we have our next show 2 weeks from today?
Okay, that's right.
Okay, great. Okay, great, my friends.
Here comes the signation, the water song for you.
Okay, great. Great. Go ahead. Okay, great. Thank you.
Milky Way, 人はなぜ